Bick shrugged.
I was aiming to hit.
Clarissa spoke hurriedly. You must let me explain. Archery is an encouraged sport. It is competitive without requiring contact. We have contests among the boys using viewing only. Now, I'm afraid some of the boys will aim at robots. It amuses them, and it doesn't hurt the robots. I'm the only adult human on the estate, and when the boy saw you, he must have assumed you were a robot. Bailey listened. His mind was clearing, and the natural dourness of his long face intensified. He said,
Beck, did you think I was a robot?
No, said the youngster. You're an Earthman.
All right. Go now.
Bick turned and raced off whistling. Bailey turned to the robot.
You. How did the youngster know I was an Earthman? Or weren't you with him when he shot?
I was with him, Master. I told him you were an Earthman.
Did you tell him what an Earthman was?
Yes, Master.
What is an Earthman?
An inferior sort of human that ought not to be allowed on Solaria because he breeds disease, Master.
And who told you that, boy?
The robot maintained silence. Bailey said,
Do you know who told you?
I do not, Master. It is in my memory store.
So you told the boy I was a disease-breeding inferior and he immediately shot at me. Why didn't you stop him?
I would have, Master. I would not have allowed harm to come to a human, even an Earthman. He moved too quickly, and I was not fast enough.
Perhaps you thought I was just an Earthman, not completely a human, and hesitated a bit.
No, Master.
It was said with quiet calm, but Bailey's lips quirked grimly. The robot might deny it in all faith, but Bailey felt that was exactly the factor involved.
Bailey said, What were you doing with the boy?
I was carrying his arrows, Master.
May I see them?
He held out his hand. The robot approached and delivered a dozen of them. Bailey put the original arrow, the one that had hit the tree, carefully at his feet, and looked the others over one by one. He handed them back and lifted the original arrow again. He said,
Why did you give this particular arrow to the boy?
No reason, Master. He had asked for an arrow some time earlier, and this was the one my hand touched first. He looked about for a target, then noticed you, and asked who the strange human was. I explained.
I know what you explained. This arrow you handed him is the only one with gray veins at the rear. The others have black veins.
The robot simply stared.
Bailey said,
Did you guide the youngster here?
We walked randomly, Master.
The Earthman looked through the gap between two trees through which the arrow had hurled itself toward its mark. He said,
Would it happen, by any chance, that this youngster, Bick, was the best archer you have here?
The robot bent his head.
He is the best, Master.
Clarissa gaped.
How did you ever come to guess that?
It follows, said Bailey dryly. Now please observe this gray-veined arrow and the others. The gray-veined arrow is the only one that seems oily at the point. I'll risk melodrama, ma'am, by saying that your warning saved my life. This arrow that missed me is poisoned.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.